An out-of-towner one day accidentally drove his car into a deep ditch on the side of a country road. Luckily, at the same time, a farmer happened by with his big old horse named Benny. The man asked the farmer for help, and the farmer said, "Yeah, I think Benny can pull your car out." So he backed Benny up and hitched him to the man's car bumper. And then he yelled, "Pull, Nellie, pull." Benny didn't move. Then he yelled, "Come on, pull, Ranger." Still, Benny didn't move. So the farmer yelled really loud, "Fred, pull, pull." Benny just stood there. So finally the farmer said, "Okay, Benny, pull." And Benny pulled the car out of the ditch. So the man was very appreciative, but he said, "I really have to ask, why did you call your horse by the wrong name 3 times? The farmer replied, "Well, old Benny is blind. If he thought he was the only horse pulling, he would not even try." He wouldn't try. Do you ever feel like you're the only one pulling a heavy load? If you do, then it may be tempting to be like Benny the Mule. You don't even try sometimes. You just quit. You give up. It's too hard. The beggar, blind Bartimaeus, had every reason to think that way. We're not told how long he had been blind, but clearly he had picked out a spot by a busy, busy road where he could wait and beg. There was no Social Security, no helping hands fund from the church. If he wanted to eat, he depended on the generosity of others. He was wise to sit on the Jericho Road because that was the road that headed out of town to Jerusalem. That was a very busy road, especially when it was Passover or Pentecost or other Jewish festivals where people would go to Jerusalem to the temple. If he expected to get enough resources as a blind man in ancient Israel, then he needed to stay right where he was in the spot that he had picked out. At least that's what he probably told himself as he sat there day after day begging. "Well, at least I have a good spot where a lot of people pass by." But really, he wasn't completely happy. He knew that his life was limited, and he had had enough pity from other people all day, every day, to make him feel less than whole. He knew his life was in the ditch, but he hadn't pulled 1 inch yet. Then one day, things changed. This large group of people came passing by, making noise, and somebody said it was Jesus and his disciples. Blind Bartimaeus began to pull and pull hard because he knew he was no longer by himself. His heart of faith came alive. He didn't have just a faint belief that Jesus might be who he said he was. He knew within his soul that Jesus had the power to heal because he came from God. He was God's very own son. Others may have doubted, but faith in Jesus caused Bartimaeus to shout. It wasn't a weak call. It wasn't a little whisper, "God, if you're not too busy, might I take a moment of your time to maybe seek some help?" It wasn't even a regular conversation to those around him to see if they would go get Jesus and bring him over for him. No, it was Bartimaeus calling directly to Jesus, person to person, and expecting a response. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Those words, Son of David, would have meant that Bartimaeus knew exactly the significance of who Jesus was. To use that term would have turned Jesus and all the other people in that crowd, turn their heads to focus on him. Bartimaeus wasn't just using the name of Jesus, but he was expressing the importance of Jesus as God's Messiah. The shouting and the use of the Son of David would have caused everybody to pay attention to the situation that was unfolding. You know, people get upset sometimes when people do things out of the ordinary. Bartimaeus's manners that day when Jesus passed by made some people very uncomfortable. The scripture says that many people sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." I love his spunk, his courage. Well, why wasn't he more sensitive to the people around him? Didn't he understand that he was getting a little out of hand? Obviously not. Why? Because redemption and healing were within his reach, and this one who was not whole could care less what other people thought. He knew Jesus could heal him if Jesus could hear him. And he made real sure that Jesus could hear him. Finally, after the crowd gave him grief, they finally joined in when Jesus stopped and said, "Bring him here." The crowd says to him, Jesus says, "Call him." And the crowd tells Bartimaeus, "Take heart, get up. Jesus is calling you." True to form, this unashamed and faith-filled blind man doesn't just get up. He springs up. I love that in the scripture. He springs up with enthusiasm, throws off his cloak, making sure nothing hinders him from that forward motion toward Jesus. When Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" he minces no words. He knows what he needs, and he says it without wavering. "My teacher, let me see." If you had an opportunity to be near Jesus passing by, to meet him person to person, and he asked you, "What do you want me to do for you?" what would you say? What would you think? Years ago, I saw this movie, The Mission, and I've forgotten most of it, but one thing I'll never forget from that movie, there was a man who had killed his brother, and he was so grief-stricken. He was so penitent. He was just filled with remorse. And he confessed to this priest. And the priest had him carry, as part of his penance, this huge, huge rope net filled with swords and helmets made of iron and this really heavy, heavy stuff. And he had to drag it behind him every day, every day. They climbed up mountains, hills. When he went to breakfast, he was dragging this thing behind him. And it was horrible. It was terrible. And one day, he just fell down. He said, "I can't do this anymore. I can't drag this burden with me anymore." And the priest said, "You don't have to." That was the lesson in this experience. You can let go of your guilt and give it to God and forgive yourself and receive healing. What would you want Jesus to do for you in your life? The words here that Bartimaeus used, my teacher, might seem a little puzzling at first. How could this blind man who just met Jesus claim him as his teacher? Because he truly let Jesus into his life fully and completely. He knew who Jesus was as compared to himself. The spiritual connection was enthusiastic and genuine. Bartimaeus serves as an example to all of us. We act so much of the time as if we're pulling the load by ourselves. Like Benny the Mule, we think there's no one else when we feel oppressed or sad or when we're hurting. We walk with Jesus like the disciples did, but we really don't understand who Jesus is, and therefore we don't surrender our lives to him fully and completely. We tie the rope to our burdens and our need for healing and redemption and think that we have to carry that load around with us all by ourselves. If we could but see as clearly as this blind man, Bartimaeus, if we could be true disciples as Bartimaeus was, after he was healed, he didn't go back home. He didn't go on a tour to see what he hadn't seen in years. It says he followed Jesus on the way to Jerusalem toward Jesus' ultimate goal of redemption for all people. What this faithful follower, Bartimaeus, teaches us is this, that discipleship is reacting instinctively to the presence of God wherever we are. While Jesus' disciples are concerned primarily about themselves and their position in the hierarchy of God's kingdom, Bartimaeus enthusiastically reacts to the call of Christ. His faith makes him well because his faith helped him maintain his focus on God and God's will. A number of years ago, a young kicker named Dave Kaiser, with a last-second field goal, gave Michigan State a 17-14 victory over UCLA. When the kicker, Kaiser, came off the field, the head coach, Duffy Daugherty, called him over and said, "Nice going, Dave. But I noticed you didn't watch the ball after you kicked it. How come?" Kaiser replied, "You're right, coach, I didn't watch the ball. I was watching the referee to see how he would call it. You see, I forgot my contact lenses back in the dorm. And I couldn't even see the goalpost." His coach's first reaction was to be angry. But after thinking about it, he calmed down. Kaiser was a disciplined kicker. He practiced long hours. He knew well the angles and the distance to the field goal, even though he couldn't see it. The whole process of kicking the ball was programmed into his very being. He had disciplined his mind and his body. So in that moment, when the ball split the uprights, his discipline paid off. How disciplined are we as followers of Jesus Christ? How committed are we? How much time do we serve? The reaction of Bartimaeus was similar to the young kicker Kaiser. He was responding out of who he was. As the theologian Paul Tillich defines it, faith is the ground of our very being. Our faith helps us to see more than other people see because the ground of our being is God. It's that relationship, that nature of our being that makes us whole. We are made well only out of faith. Do you know this morning that you are not pulling all by yourself, even when sometimes you may feel that you are? Jesus is passing by. Don't be shy. Call out his name in boldness, and God will hear your prayer. If you look around and worry about whether people think you are worthy or not of God's love and God's mercy, or whether you might be bothering God by being bold enough to believe God will act if you call upon him, then remember the story of Bartimaeus. He didn't even think about it twice. He just started shouting out for Jesus. So I encourage you this morning, no matter how somebody else may think you're crazy, you can shout out to God for help, for hope, for wisdom, for guidance, for strength. Believe that you are not pulling by yourself. Jesus is pulling alongside us, for every one of us. Jesus stands with you. So be bold in your faith, in your trust, and follow the one who saves all who will call upon his name. Amen.